are millionaires.
Poor people with lots of money.
What is rhubarb?
Celery with high blood pressure.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there, that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wit, George Shelton, Lula McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and a man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are again with that quiz program that shows you education at low tide. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think a lightning bug is a person who is crazy about lightning. Forgive me, but I must introduce them to you. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Cut Your Own Hair or You Don't Have to Leave Home to Be Clipped. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I see.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. And when the bough breaks, there's going to be a nasty accident.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the baby isn't even insured.
All right, Mr. McNaughton.
No social security, nothing.
Fine, please.
Terrible place to leave a baby, on the top of a tree.
Will you cut it out? Next, we have a woman who was born in a Murphy bed, and she's been looking for Murphy ever since. A woman with a face like an open book, if you like blank verse. Here she is, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I'm getting a divorce from my old man. He insulted me.
He insulted you?
Yep.
That's impossible.
You know what he said to me? He told me this morning that my stockings were all wrinkled.
Well, what makes you think that's an insult?
I didn't have any stockings on.
You didn't have any. Why don't you grow old gracefully? Next, we have a man whose father was an electrician, and he was his first shock. A man whose head was the inspiration for the square dance. Here he is, Mr. George Shelton.
So you know that girl I'm going with, Mr. Howard? Well, I gave her the air.
You gave her the air?
Yeah. She deceived me.
Uh-huh.
Imagine, she told me her father owned a newspaper.
Well?
Can you imagine bragging just before, because her father owned a newspaper?
Uh-huh.
I throw one away every morning.
There you are. Away. You should save it and put it in the sole of your shoe in case it rains. Well, there they are, folks. If you're disgusted already, the ushers will show you the nearest exit. Our first question tonight comes from a Mr. Fred Vickard of West Englewood, New Jersey. The question is about anatomy.
What flavor, Mr. Howe?
What do you mean, what flavor? It's an anatomical question.
Oh,
an
anatomical
question.
I like any comical question.
Yeah, I didn't say comical. I says anatomical. Now, pay attention. Now, here's a question. What organ does a heart specialist take care of?
Is the heart specialist a doctor, Mr. Howard?
A heart specialist is a doctor.
And he goes around fixing organs?
Now, please.
Well, I mean, after all, you know, it might be his hobby.
Yeah, it might be his hobby.
I got a brother fixes pianos.
Will you cut it out? I mean, what human organ?
Oh, they have human organs? What don't they think of next?
I'll ask it in a different way. What part of the human body does the heart specialist take care of?
You know, I went to see a friend of mine in the hospital last week.
Yeah.
Oh, is she a beautiful girl.
Nice girl.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes.
Had her in a private room, they did.
They had her in a private room.
Why did they put her in a private room?
She was too cute for wards.
She was too cute. Too cute for wards.
Too cute for wards.
I got it, yes.
Too cute for wards.
Oh, now, wait a minute, please.
Too cute for wards.
There he goes.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Please, Miss McNaughton, I think there's a little hyena in you.
Not only that, I've got prickly heat, too.
You've got prickly heat. Let's get on here. The question before us is about doctors.
Oh, speaking about doctors. Did I tell you about poor Mr. Tibbles that lives on our block?
No.
Oh, he was awful sick. Well, that man was so sick, the poor fellow. Well, he was so sick he practically had 1 foot in the grate.
1 foot in the grate?
Yep.
You mean 1 foot in the grave?
I mean 1 foot in the grate.
Yeah.
He wants to be cremated.
He wants... All right.
Oh, that's a hot one, ain't it, huh?
Never mind. We're drifting away from the question. Now, what part of the human body does the heart specialist take care of?
I'll never forget the last time I went to see a doctor.
Never mind.
I had water on the knee.
He
told me to wear pumps.
He told you. You've got water on the brain, too. You should wear a sponge in your hat, Mr. Sheldon.
I think you know my brother-in-law's in the hospital right now.
Yeah? What's the matter with him?
Oh, something he ate.
Croquet?
No, but he's pretty sick.
They think they can play. Here's the next question sent in by a Mr. Eli Merchant of Mystic, Connecticut. A great statesman once said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Mr. Merchant wants you to tell him his name.
You mean Mr. Merchant doesn't know his own name?
No. Wait a minute.
Okay, why don't he ask his mama? She ought to know his name.
Look, please. Now, wait a minute. Listen to the question again. A great statesman once said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Who spoke those words?
Give me liberty, or when did he make the request, Mr. Hart?
You mean when did he say, give me liberty or give me death?
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe it was in the year of 1775.
What are you talking about? Liberty wasn't published then.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, personally, I like the Woman's Home Companion.
I'm talking about American history. Let me give you a hint. This man's first name is Patrick. If you put a no in front of his last name, you'll have the name of a candy bar.
Oh, Hershey.
Oh, Milky Way.
Oh, Hershey is not right.
Oh, Milky Way.
Oh, Milky Way, no. Oh, nuts. This is terrible. Let's get on here.
I like mine without nuts.
You like yours without nuts.
So do I. The nuts stick in my teeth.
The nuts stick in your teeth? What teeth? Let's get on here. Please concentrate on the question.
Say, you know, I was in the movies the other night and I lost a piece of candy.
You did?
Yeah, well, what did I do? I searched and searched for that piece of candy all over the place. Looked under the seat. Finally, I borrowed the usher's flashlight. Crawled under the seat.
I said, why did you go to all that trouble just for a piece of candy?
My teeth were in it.
A fine bunch of historians. I don't believe any one of you even know where the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Anybody knows that? The sign is Philadelphia.
My gosh, how did you know that?
She lived there at the time.
Oh.
I did not. was just visiting friends.
You were all right.
Novick playing Rosalie, and very nice, too, Nat. I mean, Rosalie was. Here's where we ask the studio audience to help us out. We have invited two members from the audience up here on the stage. They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them the controlling interest in Bethlehem Steel. If they don't, we just give them some walking around money. Who was our first guest this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Our first guest, Mr. Howard, is Private First Class George Dwyer of the Army Air Corps.
Nice to have you with us. How do you feel, Private Dwyer?
Fine, sir.
That's fine. Where are you from? That is, where is your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
Red Bank, New Jersey, sir.
Red Bank, New Jersey? Well, what do you think of that?
What do you know about that? Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah, Red Bank, New Jersey.
Well, clip my hair and call me Wagon Wheel.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I used to work in that town. Yeah, I was a dentist in a victory garden.
You were a dentist in a victory garden?
I used to pull roots.
That's nice.
Pay
no attention to the Private Dwyer. I hope these three weeds won't annoy you. What are you doing in New York at this time? I suppose you're on a furlough or
That's
something.
That's right, sir.
That's fine. What did you do before you entered the service?
I was employed at Bendix Radio in Jersey.
You worked for the Bendix people?
That's right, sir.
I see.
I have one of those Bendix washing machines.
I see.
Maybe you can stop over someday, honey, and fix it.
Never mind, never mind.
Those washing machines. I got in one of them last Saturday night to take a bath and it beat me black and blue.
All right.
I'd rather have the old-fashioned boiler.
Ain't that
awful? With the hot water on the stove, you know?
Okay.
Hey, you know, Private Dwyer, I was in the last war. Yes, I'll never forget the night I was on guard duty. It was a very dark night. I was patrolling the woods, you see, and suddenly someone came up in back of me and threw their arms around me.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, let's go, honey. I'm on duty.
Ah, will you cut it out? You had a hard time getting her to let go there, Miss McNaughton. Now, let's get on here. We have a guest here, so let's get...
What's your first name, honey?
George.
What?
George.
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 That's a cute name. Isn't that a cute name, George?
Oh, it's a cute name, yes.
Cute kid, too, ain't he?
Yes, he's a nice boy.
Oh,
never mind.
Well, you can just call me Electric Sam. I'm so cooling on a hot evening.
Yeah. And you're just as windy. Will you, Private Dwyer, will you read the
into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for me.
I will not pick it. Pick out your own question.
I'm not talking to you.
Thank you. I'll do as much for you someday.
All right. Would you read the question, please, Private Dwyer?
Oh.
What was Edgar... No help from the auditor, Alan Poe's middle name. Now, that's a very good question.
Oh, rather. Yes, indeed. It's a splendid question. He was a writer, wasn't he, Mr. Hart?
Yes, he was. A very famous writer.
Do you want his real name or his nom de plume?
Now, wait a minute. Edgar Allan Poe didn't have any nom de plume.
He did?
No.
Oh, the poor man.
Yeah.
Didn't he catch cold?
Oh, please.
Well, you know, you got to be awful careful what you wear these days.
Yeah.
Why, only last week a cousin of mine caught pneumonia. And pneumonia can turn into a nasty cold if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Oh, it can turn into an awful nasty cold.
Yeah, very bad.
A stinking cold.
Please, Miss McConnell, be careful of your language. We got sailors in the audience. A nom de plume is just a man's pen name.
You mean he was in jail?
No. He was a writer. A pen name is a name writers take.
Have you a pen name, Mr. McNaughton?
No, I write with a lead pencil.
Yeah.
Well, have you got a lead pencil name?
Yes. Eversharp.
Eversharp.
They call me Red Top for short.
All right, Red Top. You people are just downright silly. The question was, what was Edgar Allan Poe's middle name?
What was his family name, Mr. Hart?
I just told you, Poe. He came from the Poe family.
Well, that's no disgrace. I come from a poor family myself.
Well, you cut out the southern dialect. I said Poe, not tour.
Oh, yes, the Poe family, yes.
Poe family.
They went way back, didn't they?
Yeah, they went way back.
Mr. Shelton, did you ever have your family traced?
Yeah. About 2 years ago, I had a fella trace my family.
Really? What happened?
I had to pay him hush money.
I had another one. They traced him as far as Canada, but he got away.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful family tree.
Yeah, the tree might have been all right, but the crop sure was a failure. Now, look, we're not interested in family trees.
You know, I had a cousin got in trouble. He threw his mother-in-law out of a third-store window.
Oh, my word, that was terrible.
Yeah. Think how dangerous it would have been for anyone walking along the street at that time.
Look, Mr. Shout. Look, the only way, Johnny, we can stop this nonsense is to give our good friend here $25 for his question.
Right you are, Mr. Howard.
Thank you.